The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Former NBA star Gilbert Arenas is spilling the tea on how he broke off his engagement about a decade ago. Ooh, there's some drama here.
It's always drama with him.
So 50 Cent actually reposted this. So Gilbert was on Vlad TV and he was talking about the time that he swapped out a $400,000 diamond engagement ring that he had originally bought for his now ex-fiance with a fake ring. He's like, I guess he had so much buyer's remorse after he bought the ring that he was like, this was a little bit of a waste of money.
I want my ring back. So I was like, how do I get my ring back? I just got to get her back. But when she comes back, I'm going to have a fake one and I can switch it at any time. And then that's what I did. Had the fake one created. Then started, hey, missed you. Come on back and do all that stuff.
She came over with the ring.
No, just like later on. That's like, you know, that's like months later, like 4 or 5 months later.
Okay.
And then, you know. And
the whole thing was about the ring.
And then, yeah.
So they had broken up and he was like, I'm just going to lure her back in so that I can switch out the $400,000 engagement ring I gave her with a fake one. So they had like an on and off relationship for a little bit and he was letting her keep the ring. But then I guess at the last minute, like when the final buzzer on their relationship, he switched out the $400,000 engagement ring for, when I say fake, it sounds like he just gave her like cubic zirconia. It was like a $10,000 ring, which is a very substantial amount of money for a ring, period. But then when she found out about this engagement ring switch up, she actually tried to take him to court and say that he had robbed her.
He did.
And she did not win.
What?
She didn't win the lawsuit.
How did he not win that? One, his name is Gilbert. Like, a ring.
Talk about a perfect last name, though, for a basketball player.
It is.
Arenas.
It is. I've always said that about him.
All right, so from my understanding and like lawyers who have been on the show in the past, that was a gift, right? Like you gifted her. So now it's in her possession. Like that is hers. And if you break up, sorry about your luck, but you gave her that gift. So
I don't think that's accurate. So I think if you give it on a holiday as a gift, like if you give it on Christmas
or her birthday,
it's different legally than if you just give her a wedding ring.
Man, so, that is so
possession is not 9/10 of the law in that case.
No.
Well, no, I mean, the law is the law. Because 9/10 of the law, if that's possession, now he was in his possession. So that means it's his.
So yeah, technically, okay.
Because it ended up being with him. So that means it's in his possession. So that means the law's on his side because possession's 9/10 of the law.
Now, that makes sense. Is his fiance like a big time celebrity or anything like that?
I don't think so.
Okay, because that's just so petty. I feel strongly about this, that he makes so much more than she does, that when they break up, give her the ring, man.
I mean, unless she did something so egregious and cheated on him with like five other players.
Yeah.
I agree, but it tracks, because I mean, this is the same guy who was one of the best players in the league and had his whole career cut short because he kept a gun in his locker and they found out, and that's how he got kicked out the league. So he doesn't make the best decisions.
Yeah, I mean, they also have kids together, which also like skews me towards like, just give her the ring. It seems so petty, but I'm getting the sense that this guy is a little bit of a petty dude because he was also recently on Shannon Sharpe's podcast talking about an actress named Amanda Seals, who's best known for her role on Insecure. And she's known for being very intelligent, very educated.
She's super smart.
And he was going off about her saying that she's still single because she's so smart. She won't be able to respect any man that's not as educated as she is. So it feels a little antiquated to say, to put that opinion into the world out there, like, oh, you're not going to find a man because you're too smart. But I almost wonder if there's any truth to that. Like, can women not be with somebody who they deem less educated than them?
I can attest for this. Every woman that has ever gone out with me has dated down as far as intelligence goes and the college education goes. So it can happen.
Okay, I think I have found the single girl song of the summer every year. Mm-hmm. There is a song that catches fire during the summer, and it all started with @girl_on_couch on TikTok, where she was like, I need somebody to take this statement and turn it into a banger.
I'm looking for a man in finance, with trust fund, 6'5", blue eyes. Finance, trust fund, 6'5", blue eyes. Finance, trust fund.
So then, I guess a music producer named @Vandalux on TikTok saw this and was like, I can turn this into a rager.
I'm looking for a man in finance. 6'5", blue eyes. Trust fund. Finance. 6'5", blue eyes. I'm looking for a man in finance. 6'5", blue eyes.
This at the club.
The next time you're at Havana, watch that thing come on.
All right, Jamie Lynn is responding to Britney Spears' unhinged social media post. Is there beef between the two again? I'll fill you in on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.